This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back. Let's head on up to Hollywood Casino. Micah Skillington joins us. Micah, we understand it's a big weekend at Hollywood Casino with the Hollywood Game Show. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. It's always a big weekend at Hollywood Casino, but this weekend we have our Hollywood Game Show. It's an opportunity for players to come in. They can earn entries and get a chance to play our little game show. It's like get to punch out a punch board and you can win prizes. You can win up to $1,000 in free slot play, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome. And tell me about the activities this weekend in terms of watching a game at 99 Hops House. I imagine the place will be rocking on Saturday night with the Blues.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, go Blues, come on. Game will be showed at 99 Hops House. You can come in, have a couple of beverages, get some great food, and then enjoy the game. Just kick back and kind of watch the game on all the TVs at 99 Hops House. It's a great experience and, you know, a good place to hang out and watch.
And on the Hollywood Game Show, awesome. And on the Hollywood Game Show, is there a charge or tell us how that works?
No, so everybody, just for coming in, you get an entry for free. You have to be 21 because, you know, that's kind of a requirement, but you can get an entry for free. Then every 50-tier points you earn after that, you get an additional entry. Just come in, swipe your card at our kiosk from 6 to 10, and, you know, take your luck.
Great stuff. Micah, thanks so much for being a part of the program. We appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
All right. A couple quick Cardinal thoughts here. Andy, last night they scored 17. In the previous five games, they had scored 17.
No home runs last night either, right?
Yeah, that is a wild. I wonder what Elias put out about that.
2012.
First time a team
Rockies had done that, I think.
Wow. Yes. And my Fowler team played in both games.
The Rockies, that's right. Strixton.
That's my team. The Rockies.
Why?
He likes Nolan Arenado.
Well, because
when he remembers his name.
Last year, I'm watching the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and like every player was from the Rockies. I'm like, holy crap.
Trevor Story,
I've never even heard of this guy.
Arenado. So you were on Wikipedia.
So I'm Wikipediaing.
That's what he does when he watches baseball.
What's my favorite player's name?
Nolan Arenado.
So is that the third baseman?
Yeah. Wikipedia this guy. I've never even heard of him. He's like the best player in the league. He's been like incredible for years. No one's ever even heard of this guy. I'm like, how do they not win the World Series every year? Like, the entire All-Star team was from Colorado.
Who's your guy on the Cardinals? Who's, like, the guy?
Well, I've got a couple people on my staff. One of them is Dexter Fowler, who's been on my staff. Yadier Molina, of course, we're very tight from our run-ins at the Blues games. And then Paul DeJong, who I also hung out with during a regular season game, his first ever NHL game. We had him on television on Fox Sports Midwest, and he is also on my staff. You know what's interesting is, you know, Yadier Molina – I mean, he is such a Blues fan. He's got like a 10-year-old son who's like now like in learn to play hockey. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, he like wants to get this kid playing hockey. He's sending like Colton Parayko and a bunch of players text messages after Game 7 saying congratulations on the win. I mean,
really?
It's like
that's
like,
neat.
I mean, Colton Parayko's like, yeah, you got to just text me to say congratulations. So it's they're into it, but, you know, and of course, Jordan Bennington, he's the most popular number 50 in St. Louis now. So Wayno's going to have to move over to St.
Louis. Oh, that is interesting.
Yes.
You know what? You're right.
That's true. Yes.
Who would have thought you could say that and be
that.
Right? Absolutely.
Hey, congratulations to Pujols last night, also.
Oh,
yeah.
RBI number 2000.
Oh,
hit another
God.
Home run last night. And you know what?
My favorite Cardinal ever, by the way.
They don't count RBIs.
Him and Ozzie.
They didn't start counting RBIs as a stat until like 1920. So technically, he's ahead of Babe Ruth and Cap Anson, and only Hank Aaron and Alex Rodriguez. Albert's third, technically, on the all-time RBI list.
And he could catch A-Rod or no?
He'd have to play.
Boy, that's
two
tough.
Seasons.
Well, he's got two more years left on his contract. Yeah,
this is the reason why I didn't want him. And I said this when he signed with the Angels. The only thing that you're going to miss about Albert is when he hits all these milestone numbers and he's not doing it in a Cardinal uniform, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
What are the dates when they come here?
June 21st.
I think around there, that Friday.
How long should the ovation be? Somebody suggest. Well, Joe Mazzola said 11 for the 11 minutes for this 11 seasons. 11 minutes is too long. I wonder if 5 is even too long in honor of his number.
Well, 5 is a long time.
Every time
he comes up to the plate, he should get an ovation. Every time. If they do that for the Cardinals here, if you go to the bathroom – they give you a standing ovation.
Albert is 297 RBI shy of Hank Aaron, who's number one. He'll pass A-Rod next year. He's like 80 shy of
A-Rod. He would need to get about 85 or so for three more years.
That he's going to finish second all time.
And still doesn't get enough national publicity for what he's doing now. Not enough.
Yeah. Who do you think got the biggest ovation ever here in St. Louis? Was it Freeze when he came back?
I think that
back?
Guy Garcia. I never even heard of Garcia.
I mean, who the hell is this guy? Greg Garcia?
I had to Wikipedia him. I'm like, they just stopped the game for this guy? I mean, I couldn't believe it. No, David Freeze, they were giving him. I mean, listen, David Freeze could come up in the top of the ninth with two outs in, like, game seven of the NLCS, and they would still give him a standing ovation. I mean,
right.
I mean, they just would.
It was pretty cool this year. He homered in his last at-bat at Busch Stadium, and he knew when he was running around the bases, this is probably going to be his
last
at-bat.
I saw that. Yeah. That was cool.
Not for sure.
I was at that game. Yeah. I can say I was there.
Is he on your staff, too?
David Freeze?
Yeah. He didn't want to join.
Chuck,
he?
I got one for you. We
haven't discussed that yet.
So last night I tweeted out that I wonder if 10 years from now we'll be saying that Paul DeJong is the best, second best Cardinal shortstop post-World War II. Ozzy, obviously, the best. And, you know, you think about it. I know I love Edgar Renteria, but if this guy's hitting, you know, 25 to 30 home runs, and now, Brian, his defense has just been insane.
Who was that shortstop the Cardinals had a couple years ago who made the All-Star team?
Renteria?
No.
Eckstein?
No.
Wladimir Diaz?
Yes. I think we were, like, saying that about him, too.
Defense, nah. But we won't say
DeJong's better.
Yeah,
DeJong is much better. Yeah. DeJong just looks like a pure athlete, man.
Who was Julian Holliver here? Shortstop,
second base. Yeah.
And Dick Groat.
Short. That's not bad because he went to an All-Star game.
I'll take Dick Groat and Ozzie Smith right now.
Yeah.
Was DeJong expected to be this good?
He was like a third or fourth round draft choice, and he was not a shortstop initially. I think he initially was a catcher at Illinois State.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus, he's a stud. I like the way. I like his attitude.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a great attitude. Good tune.
Oh, he's a great. He and Dex. Listen, the team has great chemistry. You can see that.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They get along very well. I think, you know, Jose Martinez brings a great vibe
like
to
him.
The clubhouse.
Man, he's
did you see the moment last night, by the way?
Seems like he's always in a good mood.
Yeah, did you see that?
What's that?
I feel bad.
Yeah, well, he caught a ball, and he's running back in, and then he decides to just kind of throw it real softly up into the stands, and a woman was not looking, hit her right on the head. And then he ran right over there and said, are you okay? But, I mean, then there's a guy right behind her, and he's laughing because this woman just got hit in the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was bad.
Plucked her right in the head.
That happened to me the other day, actually. I was standing somewhere, and behind me, two guys were playing catch with a baseball. And all of a sudden, these guys, obviously they're not very good. Like, they won't be playing for the Cardinals anytime soon, I can tell you that. And one of the guys threw the ball to the other guy, and, like, over his head, hit me right in the head.
By the way, I know it's time
like
for us
square
to
square the head.
We want to wish Frank his
happy birthday, Frank.
We heard about it last week.
He didn't want us to do this.
Please, I don't want presents unless you're going to Sam Cavato or Lululemon or something like that.
I'm
going to
get you something good. I wish I would have known today.
How about a Mrs. Maine shirt?
I got to tell you about that right after this break.
Mrs. Maine.
I got a great
story. Hey, what's on the agenda for you tonight? Monique taking you out?
We're going to show up wherever you go.
Yeah. I'm hitting the golf ball at Norwood here. It's 12:30, and then we're going to go out with two other couples. We're going to the Cardinal game, sitting in the what's that one section where there's food and drink?
Green seats.
Not the green seats. That's up a little higher. It's like
Coca-Cola patio?
It's a bar,
Champions
restaurant.
Champions Club. It's a great – Champions Club is phenomenal. You. You'll love it.
All right, who you were brought to us by?
Brought to you by Ameren, Illinois. Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevroletofcourse.com. Del Mar Gardens, they've got a place lined up for tuning in the next 20 years. I will be there with my own special suite. You know, when I think of this place, I'm here today. Snooks does it so bad. And also Kreftig Beer. And, folks, if you're thinking of buying the ultimate driving machine, go to SunTrump BMW of West County.
MTC Truck Driver Training, where driving a truck is not a job, it's a career. I mean, it's a great career, too. 314-895-4111. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser today. Find out what it's like to get paid to see the country, get paid to see the open road. beatrucker.com is the website. Of course, Four Hands Brewing Company voted St. Louis's number one brewing company for a reason. Their line of spirits, by the way, their gins and their vodkas. I mean, this is incredible stuff. 1220 Spirits. Check that out as well. They've got a great tasting room in downtown St. Louis. Stop on in on South 8th Street, 1220 South 8th Street, before or after the game. Four Hands Brewing Company, Kevin Lemp, getting it done in a big-time way. And, of course, Dirt Cheap Fun Fun, $5 off your purchase of $50 or more anytime you go to one of the nine area Dirt Cheap locations. Programming note, Hockey Sense comes your way at 4 o'clock today, live from Schneidhorst in Frontenac.
You got?
And, you know, I'm going to have a different guest analyst now as we go through the rest of the playoffs. Matthew Tkachuk will be with me live today at Schneidhorst. Big Walt Keith Tkachuk, I think, is also coming by, so we'll have a lot of fun today from 4 to 5. Don't miss it here on 590 The Fan.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brett Hedekin, former Blue, and now an analyst for the San Jose Sharks. Martin is here. We'll be right back.